I do. And I booked a room about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I had a personal situation stopping through. Mm-hmm. So the personal situation came, understood the assignment, in and out. Thank you.
God bless you. Good night.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now it's about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Let me watch some South Park. Getting kind of tired. Turn the TV on, and I hear out of my peripheral. I don't know if you can see or hear out of both peripherals, but I could see and hear. Motherfucker took all my goddamn money. You ain't gonna all kill everybody in this goddamn hotel. You son of a bitch. Where's my fucking money? So I'm like, oh, that's kind of close. That is close to my room. Ma'am, please, you're gonna have to keep it down. I wish the motherfucker would, for the motherfucker shit. I will burn this bitch to the ground. I said, whoa, I am really fucking scared. I'm fucking scared. So that was about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
The same person?
Now, I specifically read on the manifesto coming into the hotel. There shouldn't be any parties here. Please try to limit your volume of your guests. We're going to politely ask you a first time to keep it down. Second time, we're calling the cops in. I understood that clearly. But whoever this woman was, her shit went for 3.5-4 hours. It's 8 o'clock now, so I'm hungry. Now there's no breakfast that they promised me there'd be breakfast. So I go downstairs in my flip-flops and my blue robe looking for coffee and breakfast. There's no coffee. They said, coffee should be in your room, sir. I said, the coffee machine in the room is broke. I can't even make coffee in the room now. And I haven't been asleep because this woman is situated. I don't know what's going on. So when I get to the front desk, as I'm going to the front desk area, the cops are coming in now. And the man at the front desk is a bloody mess. Bloody.
The one that messed up your reservation.
Right. He's fucking bloody. He's holding the shirt to his face. He's like, officer, I want her arrested. I am pressing charges. So I'm like, wow, I've never in my entire life seen this or been a part of this. And I feel like I paid for this experience. This is not the experience I should have paid. I could have stayed home for that.
Yeah. Right? But, you wouldn't have had nobody bloody in the house. Right. And they face.
So that was the first night. So I leave. I go out, handle my business. Now it's late at night again, about 10 o'clock the next night. I got a room for 2 days. I said, you know what? I don't even know if I want to go back. But I had to go back because I had some personal things still there. And I wanted to get some more content recorded for the situation. So I go back to the hotel, and it's not as bad as the first night, but it wasn't smooth sailing. Stayed up the whole night, finally got out of there, and I checked out a little bit early. And when I got to the front desk, they left a card or something in my room. How did we do?
I know you went on.
Who? So I go in. I go in on the card. It's two-sided. With boxes to circle with numbers, leave an additional comment. You can use this space for additional comments. I filled that goddamn paper up on both sides. I really just went and flipped it over and did another motherfucking thing. I've never seen no shit like this before in my life, and I'm not happy. So when I got to the front desk, white guy's there. I said, I'm checking out. Room 410 was the room. We got you all checked out, sir. We'll get that money back to you from the incidentals in about 2 or 3 days. Thanks. I said, and I don't really do this that often. And I don't want to think this is a personal stab at you. Can you get this to the manager? Right. Both. Yeah, manager that. And when they do get it, just to verify, I left my phone number on there. Have them give me a call. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I was Karen. I was Mr. Karen for a moment.
Well, I don't think that's Karen.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that's Karen. If somebody was screaming and you trying to get You know? So,
oh,
hey, that's what you...
Oh, sir, we understand that first night, you know, we had... da-da-da-da. I don't want to hear any explanation because the manifesto, once again, says after the first polite keep it down, mm-hmm. we're going to get you the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But you let it go for five more hours, exactly. 4 hours. So now you're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Expeditiously, the next day, they emailed me after I emailed the booking site. Then I called their customer service person in Tokyo.
Oh, you serious?
I was serious.
Uh-huh. Go ahead. I ain't mad at you.
So, 48 hours now. Time to settle. Hi, this is the Days End calling for Mr. Brown. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, you understood that assignment I gave you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we want to apologize for this, that, and the third. I was like, your apologies don't really amount to nothing because I'm out of like X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that experience was worth it. So what we're going to go ahead and do is go ahead and refund that entire situation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you understand the assignment. Now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Give it a couple days. Got that money back. And then they actually, they have another refund I'm going to have to wait another week for. A couple days because it's coming from Tokyo.
That's that $100.
That plus... somehow they charged my car twice.
Uh-huh, like you said.
Right? And I said, I want all that wiped off and put back into the savings account.
Yeah.
So we're waiting on that. And I need a few days to see if you guys can really prove to me that you're a good hotel. Maybe I'll get a couple stays in the hotel. Yeah, we can do that, sir. Just give us a heads up. We'll put you on a VIP,
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And it works. Sometimes you can't just let it go. I was going to let it go. But then I thought about, you motherfucker,
some things that you just can't. And I think that now we should be the ones that's calling corporate and different things like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people get a lot of things. And I mean to call when it really means something. Mm-hmm. Not to just call because you feel like, oh, my french fries was cool when they came in mm-hmm. the bag. So now you want to go get 10 years worth of french fries for free. No, I'm not talking about that. I had an incident where I had to call corporate.
Mm.
When they called me back, they made sure that my money was in my account. That's what you have to do. You have to call corporate. And if you ever call corporate, let us know. We need that. And what is that?
This is the audio. I guess she said he was the responsible party because when she lost whatever, I think she was tricking in the hotel and somebody got over on her on some money, took it out of her bag and then let somebody, I don't know what happened.
Well, do you know that's like that video, did you see that video when the girl, and I think I sent it to you, when the girl was in the hallway and she was butt naked and it was like a Chinese man and she was screaming, mm-hmm. oh no, I don't give my pussy away for free.
I should put that audio to that video and it'll be the same fucking video.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was at the door like, oh my God. Oh shit, she about to kill everybody in this motherfucker. Turn the lights out. Oh, I'm gonna get by myself. Shit.
We'll stroke your ego till you make that face I like. Hey. Follow Tosh and Truth Podcast. That's a movement.